This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, July 5th. God's word to you today is extra, extra. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 24, verse 19 and 25, and it says, "When she had given him a drink, she said, 'I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have had enough to drink.' 'Yes, we have plenty of straw and feed for the camels, and we have room for guests.' People who excel do more, and people who excel, they do more." In Genesis 24, Abraham sent his oldest servant to help pick out a wife for Isaac. So he prayed and stepped out in faith. When he asked Rebekah for water, without any prompting, she decided to go the extra mile and water his camels also. He had 10 camels, and each camel can drink 3 gallons of water. So in order to fulfill her word, "I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have had enough to drink," she had to fetch 30 gallons of water by herself. If the man had asked for a gallon and she gave him 2 gallons, that would still qualify as going the extra mile. But this young woman went 30 extra miles. Most of us want the best from God, and he never gives anything but the best. But it is important to understand that God is a God of principles. You will have to go the extra mile. Guess what? Since she gave more than she was asked to give, she received more than she was expecting to receive. She had no idea that being excellent would lead her to marrying the second wealthiest person in the region. Obviously, that was not her goal. All she wanted was to do more than expected. When you give more than you're asked to give with God, you receive more than you can ever imagine. That is the underlying principle of the governors of wealth. The governors of wealth are a group of people that have decided to go above and beyond 10% in paying their tithe to God. You pay your tithe, you do not give your tithe, because the 10% is not yours, it belongs to God. And because the governors of wealth are going the extra mile, the God of heaven will go the extra mile for them in Jesus' mighty name. You cannot outdo God. God will always outdo you. So why are you cutting back? What kind of worker are you? Do you just do the minimum expected, or do you do more than expected? If you do just the minimum, just what is expected, you are a 1. If you do more than expected, you are a 10. People who excel do more, and the people who excel, they do more. So rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite will I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.